Develop a creative culture. Outdated education and training systems fail to nurture the talents needed for success in today's world. Businesses understand that the complexity of the global environment demands a culture of creativity. However, the solution largely lies within the education system, not just commercial organizations. Executives seek individuals who are creative, effective communicators, team players, and adaptable to change. Yet, misconceptions about creativity can hinder their adaptability. Many wrongly believe that creativity is innate, that people are either creative or not. This is false. Everyone possesses a creative potential that can flourish with cultivation. Another misconception is that creativity is exclusive to artistic professions like music or filmmaking. Additionally, some fear that embracing creativity leads to chaos and frivolity. In reality, anyone can develop creative skills, but it requires dedication and discipline. The speeding pace of change. The world has undergone significant changes in the past 50 years, and these changes are happening faster than ever before. Throughout history, new technologies have continuously opened up new possibilities for creative endeavors. For instance, James Watt's improvements to the steam engine in the late 18th century ushered in the industrial age. Communication technologies have also rapidly evolved, from the printing press in the 1400s to the telephone in 1875, radio in 1885, television in 1929, the World Wide Web in 1990, broadband in 2000, and the now widespread use of smartphones and other digital devices by 2010. The emerging field of nanotechnology promises groundbreaking innovations across various fields, including computing, engineering, neuroscience, and medicine. The global population explosion is another driving force behind these changes. In 1930, the world's population was around 2 billion. By 2017, it had reached 7.5 billion, and estimates suggest it could reach 10 billion by 2050. This rapid increase in population puts immense pressure on the Earth's resources, increases the risk of epidemics, and destabilizes economies and trade. As the nature of work continues to evolve, individuals will need to rely on their ability to think creatively, imagine new possibilities, and innovate to thrive in this unpredictable and challenging new world. Developing these skills starts with education. The evolution of education. In the past, having a college degree almost guaranteed a good job because few people had one. However, as more people obtain higher education, the value of a college degree in the job market has decreased. Many graduates now struggle to find jobs in their fields, despite the efforts to expand education and raise academic standards. Initially, mass education systems were designed to supply a qualified workforce for industrial markets. In the 1960s, the demand for workers with academic qualifications grew, leading to an increase in the number of people pursuing higher education. This trend continued with the rise of the knowledge economy. Over the last 40 years, the proportion of college graduates has risen from 1 in 5 people to 1 in 2. Importance of diverse skills. In schools, there is often a focus on certain subjects like math, science, and technology, while others like music, drama, and art are seen as less important. This hierarchy of disciplines leads many to believe that subjects at the top of the hierarchy are more valuable for future job prospects, while those at the bottom are considered less important. As a result, many young people are discouraged from pursuing arts-related fields due to concerns about job opportunities. However, this mindset overlooks the fact that intelligence and achievement can be expressed in various ways. While academic success is important, it is not the only indicator of intelligence. Overemphasizing academics can lead to talented individuals being undervalued and their abilities not being fully developed. Revolutionize education for the modern age. Education systems bear three crucial responsibilities: personal, cultural, and economic. Economically, they aim to prepare students for the workforce. However, employers often struggle to find individuals with essential skills like creativity, communication, and collaboration. Despite this need, universities and employers fall short in fostering these capabilities. Instead of nurturing talent and providing ongoing training, companies focus more on short-term recruitment strategies. Moreover, rapid cultural changes exacerbate the gap between technologically savvy individuals and those lacking digital skills. Education systems must bridge this divide by adapting to the evolving needs of society. Today's education systems remain rooted in the industrial era. Educators must reassess their fundamental goals to create systems that foster students' unique talents, enhance their understanding of the world, and equip them with skills for meaningful employment. Reevaluate intelligence testing. The concept of IQ testing, a product of the early 1900s, relies on certain assumptions about intelligence. It assumes that intelligence is fixed and can be accurately measured through standardized tests. These tests, like IQ and SATs, have long been used to assess students and determine their academic paths, influencing the structure of education systems worldwide. In England, post-World War II, the influx of students prompted administrators to use IQ tests to sort them into academic tracks, with the top 20% destined for professional careers and the rest 80% for blue-collar jobs. Using IQ tests became a popular method to quickly assign children to appropriate educational levels. These tests, along with SATs, are widely accepted by the government and scientific community, making them challenging to challenge. The emphasis on standardized testing today underscores the need to reassess how we define and measure intelligence. True intelligence encompasses a wide range of abilities beyond what IQ tests measure. Accepting the diversity of human intelligence is essential for nurturing creativity and building a more inclusive education system. The understanding of diverse intelligence. Neuroscientists have made significant strides in understanding the human brain since the late 20th century. Human intelligence is diverse, dynamic, and distinct. Your brain processes sensory input, shaping how you perceive the world. Each person processes information uniquely. For example, two people witnessing the same event may interpret it differently. People express themselves in various ways. Artists, writers, and musicians use forms like painting, performance, and music to convey thoughts and ideas, which may not align with traditional language structures. On the other hand, academics communicate through language, utilizing systematic symbols like words and numbers to convey precise meanings. The brain is an organic, dynamic entity. Its processes are fluid and unique to each individual. Genetics, experiences, environments, and emotions blend to shape an individual's consciousness. Everyone possesses innate capabilities and talents. While one person may excel in mathematics and another in artistic expression, both are intelligent. Stereotyping individuals based on their academic abilities is limiting and unfair. Neglecting to nurture children's abilities can prevent them from realizing their full potential. The creative process. Creativity involves generating and evaluating the original ideas that hold value. It starts in various ways, like pushing boundaries or trying new things. Ideas can start as rough concepts, with different parts vying for attention and development. Sometimes, creativity must fit into specific rules, like the haiku poem's 17-syllable poem, the haiku, which requires originality within a structured form. Being creative involves more than just thinking or imagining, it requires action. Creativity involves evaluating and judging ideas for their usefulness and practicality. It involves testing, refining, and developing your work. Creative work usually doesn't come out perfect at first. It often involves failure, reflection, and revision before it's complete. A balanced education. In the mid-20th century, psychologists began linking the mind, body, and emotions. The 1960s saw the rise of the personal growth movement. Today, Daniel Goleman, a key figure in positive psychology, argues that emotional intelligence, EQ, is as crucial as IQ. Skills like expressing and understanding feelings, empathy, effective communication, and sensitivity are soft skills that are valuable in both personal and professional realms. Traditional education systems often emphasize teaching objective knowledge and deductive reasoning. In contrast, holistic education, like the naturalist method, focuses on developing the whole child. It encourages self-discovery and nurtures individual talents. This approach recognizes that creativity thrives at the intersection of thoughts and feelings, art and sciences, imagination, creativity, and innovation. To develop an innovative culture, focus on three key processes: imagination, creativity, and innovation. Imagination envisions ideas or futures that don't yet exist. Creativity involves generating valuable ideas, while innovation brings those ideas to life. Creative leaders create an environment where new ideas thrive, encouraging risk-taking and experimentation, while establishing systems for evaluation. Here are three core practices for encouraging creativity in your company. 1. Personal. Adopt these concepts to nurture creativity in everyone. Everyone has creative potential. When employees feel heard and valued, they produce more and engage deeply with their work. Innovation is the child of imagination. Encourage risk-taking and exploration. Cultivate collaboration and fresh perspectives. Everyone can learn to be more creative. Invest in training programs that develop creative skills and teamwork. 2. Group. To create effective creative teams, adhere to these principles. Creativity thrives on diversity. High-performing teams consist of members with varied ages, backgrounds, genders, ethnicities, and experiences. Creativity loves collaboration. Encourage everyone to contribute and build on each other's ideas to enhance their work and amplify individual abilities. Creativity takes time. Allow ideas to evolve and develop over time. 3. Cultural. To promote an innovative culture, focus on these principles. Creative cultures are supple. Replace traditional authoritarian leadership with teamwork and partnership. Emphasize engagement and relationships both inside and outside the organization. Creative cultures are inquiring. Listen openly, offer support, and encourage diverse viewpoints to build trust and enhance decision-making. Creative cultures need creative spaces. Design your physical workspace to facilitate new ways of working and interacting. Key points. 1. Society faces rapid and vast changes due to population growth and technological advancements. 2. Education must prepare individuals for the modern world's challenges. 3. An education system's responsibilities include personal, cultural, and economic aspects. 4. Some academic subjects are valued more than others, creating a hierarchy in schools. 5. Separating intellect and emotion in education has influenced policy decisions. 6. Innovative organizations prioritize imagination, creativity, and innovation. 7. Human intelligence, as understood by neuroscience, is diverse, dynamic, and distinct.